Welcome to Firm Foundation. In these times of shifting standards and faulty foundations, there is a solid place on which to build a victorious life. And that place is the Firm Foundation of Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Your host for Firm Foundation is Brian Hudson, a Bible teacher, pastor, author, and producer of Life Enriching Media.
It's good to see you. It's good to be in the house of the Lord together on this wonderful and beautiful day the Lord has made. I'm appreciative of so many things, and I'm going to just stick to my notes because my heart is so full of what God has done. Make sure I'm on here. Can you hear me okay? All right, good. And I'm looking out here. I look at our church family. I look at my family from Denver and family from Fort Wayne is coming in. I see my dad right there, you know, my wife over here, my son and daughter-in-law. It's a wonderful day. So I put my robe on. It's a special occasion. Amen. All right. Hold your Bible up if you have a Bible with you. We like to always make an affirmation of faith in the Word. Say, Father, I thank you for your Word. Because of it, I am who you said I am. I have what you said I have. And I can do what you said I can do. Lord, by your word and through your Holy Spirit, I am anointed to hear words that bring wisdom, understanding, insight, revelation, and transformation for my spirit, my soul, my body, and my circumstances. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to today speak a few minutes on this topic, the blessings of dedication. Say the blessings of dedication. And three words here, position, protection, provision. Say that, position, protection, and provision. All right, let's go to our first scripture, Mark chapter 10. Going to read from the New Living Translation. Reads as follows from verse 13. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering him. When Jesus saw what was happening, he was angry with his disciples. He said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth. Anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." Then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads, and he blessed them. Children enjoyed being around Jesus, which is proof that he was full of joy and happiness, because children won't be around somebody who is stiff and unfriendly. So Jesus was not stiff and unfriendly. He was full of joy and happiness. I want to talk to you today a few minutes about the prayer of dedication. And this occasion of dedicating our granddaughter, Ivy Marcella, really brings focus to this prayer on today. Now, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, we read this, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." Now, in the New Testament, there are about six different types of prayer. Paul wrote here, he said that we should pray on all occasions with all kinds of prayer. So there are different types of prayer. But listen, all prayer is good prayer. And God's not fussy about what kind of prayer you're praying. Just know that when you have a particular focus and you pray a certain way, it helps your faith. It helps your expectations. But again, all prayer is good prayer. But there are six types of prayer. Briefly, the six types, at least six types we see, there's a prayer supplication, which is when you're asking God questions or have specific requests. There's intercession, which is praying for others. There's agreement, where two or more people pray together about some purpose. There's thanksgiving prayer, which is worshiping God, giving thanks. the dedication prayer, which is setting apart somebody or something for God's purpose. And there's the prayer of faith used for healing and for major needs. For example, when you pray intercessory prayer, your focus is entirely on other people. Entirely. When you're praying, when you're doing supplication prayer, you're asking for yourself. You're asking often about circumstances you're dealing with. So again, there are different types of prayer, but just to be clear, all prayer is good prayer. What did I say? Okay. Don't get stuck on, am I praying the right prayer? You are, yes, because all prayer is good prayer. Again, when you grow, as you grow in Christ, our prayers become more focused. This happens. It's an outcome of drawing closer to the Lord. So don't fret about praying the right kind of prayer. But as you grow and become closer to God, you will become more focused and you appreciate praying different types of ways when you need to. But today, we're going to focus again on the prayer of dedication. Now, the purpose of the prayer of dedication is to ask God to bless and set apart a person for his purposes. We also can offer prayers of dedication over facilities and anything used for God's purposes. I've been honored to be asked by Mr. Reggie Jones to pray over his restaurants. Not gone, we prayed over the restaurant. And God has blessed his business. See? So we can dedicate people, we can dedicate facilities, all for his glory. Now, sometimes we aren't clear about how prayer works. I remember when I was in high school playing football as a kid, before I came to Christ, we would pray to win the game on Friday night. But it didn't work very well. Somehow I knew that if we got better, we would win games. But that prayer never seemed right to me. So what I prayed, again, didn't know Christ, but I prayed, Lord, keep us safe out here. All of us football players on either team, keep us all safe. That was my prayer. And I learned later on, when I became a believer, I learned that faith without works is dead. So if you're going to pray about winning, at least get to work on becoming better. Right? Because prayer, God doesn't care about football, really. So when you do anything, you're praying about it, faith without works is dead. But the prayer dedication over a young life and for parents is a most appropriate prayer. That's our focus today. And this prayer dedication is a major blessing for three reasons. Here are the three key words that the prayer dedication offers: three things: position, protection, and provision. And we'll see these right in the text. Let's go back to Mark chapter 10. So regarding position, prayer dedication offering us position. Jesus said to them, let the children come to me. Do not stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. Our position in God's church and in God's kingdom arises from our attitude of humility and simple faith. And children keep things simple. Don't they do it? They keep it simple. They keep it plain. See, God wants us to be like children in not complicating things that God made simple. And so sometimes children are so plain, it's a bit uncomfortable. I remember my oldest granddaughter was playing with my grandchildren in Fort Wayne, and she saw the top of my head. She said, Papa, what happened to your hair? Because her daddy got a forehead of hair, you know. But that's what children are, very, very, very plain. And that's okay. And really think about this. As far as position goes, to be positioned in the kingdom requires the same type of clarity, self-examination, honesty, simplicity. And that's what is our position in Christ. He helps us to find our place like a child through being simple in our thinking and by not concealing from God anything that he already knows. All right. Now, next point here, it says protection. In Mark chapter 10, verse 15, it says this. Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Anyone who does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter into it. So Christ keeps telling us there's something about children that speaks to us about what it means to be a part of God's kingdom and a part of God's church. On the protection part of this, I'll say this to you, that what God does, God protects the integrity of his kingdom. He protects the integrity of his church, and that protects you and me. That we are secure in Christ. We're secure in his kingdom. And that is a protection that starts in our hearts, but extends out to our entire lives. So Christ, like a child who trusts, have simple trust, children trust, their protection is in the trust they have for their parents. Because we parents would do anything to protect our children, amen? So there is protection inherent in being a part of God's kingdom. Understand that receiving Christ in God's kingdom is never out of reach of anybody. But God just wants us to be sincere in our hearts like a child. The only thing hindering anybody from coming into God's kingdom is just being sincere, or being insincere is a hindrance. Make it simple, keep it simple, make it plain like children, and you'll come into God's kingdom and you'll find protection in that kingdom of God. Now, he also said, third word, provision. In Mark 10, verse 16, it says this, then he took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and he blessed them. Now, again, understand the context. The disciples, when the parents brought the children to Jesus, disciples said, stand back. He's a busy man. Don't bother Jesus. But we read that Christ became angry with the disciples for trying to get between him and the children. And so what happened in this verse is what he wanted. He took the children in his arms and placed his hands on their heads and he blessed them. I love this picture because this shows me that Jesus, literally, he picked up children. I imagine as many as he could. He had one in this arm, one in this arm, probably had one on his shoulder. I see Jesus had children on his knees, had his hands. He wanted to touch and bless the children directly. Now, understand this, that Jesus Christ was a carpenter by trade. We know this. And he was a carpenter without power tools, which meant he had muscles. He was 31, 32 years old, a carpenter without power tools. The point is, he could pick up children. He could hold a lot of them. To me, it's a picture of provision. Just like he drew children to himself, he wants to draw us to himself. He wants us to come close. He wants us to get up close and personal. Because the provision is in his presence. Where's the provision? In his presence. And that was true in that day when Jesus had children around him, literally. But it's also true that we are all still children. And as children, we want to find our provision by being up close and personal with Christ. Let me say this. Let him hold you. Let him help you. When you're going through a difficult place or even a good place, whatever it is, let Jesus hold you. Get this picture of him wanting to touch and bless the children. We are all still children of God. Now, here's a blessing to think about. God grants those of us who follow Christ, all of us who love the Lord, we have grace to bless and dedicate people and his purpose. Now, it's a joy. I said earlier, it's a great joy for me, my wife and I, to be here today to dedicate really each of our grandchildren. We were blessed to first dedicate Nora Corinne. She's right over there. There's Nora right there. Then we were able to dedicate and bless Nora or Maxwell Michael. First, Nora Corinne, then Maxwell Michael, and today, Ivy Marcella. Now, let me be clear about this. We can only bless whom God has already blessed. There's no power in me or any minister to do what God hasn't already done. All the grace, all the power, it's in Christ. So what we're doing today is we are participating together to join our hearts and faith around this young family, Jonathan, Hannah, and Ivy, that we are together dedicating what God has already blessed and committing ourselves to support this family. What a joy it is, and what a great joy it is to have this honor and privilege to dedicate, to recognize that God's been faithful. God's been faithful to Jonathan and Hannah in ways they haven't spoken of yet, but God's been faithful to them. And all of us, you've been saved, you've been in Christ any length of time. These are young people here. Whether you're young, whether you're older, we've all seen the faithfulness of God. Amen. My brother-in-law, Carl, sitting right there, he has seen the faithfulness of God. Brother had brain surgery. And came out a week later looking like, did you have brain surgery? For real? My daughter sitting here had back surgery and a month ago, and she's walking around. We got to slow her down. But Michelle, slow down, you know, because she's feeling great. Nope, she's pain-free. So when we bless and pray for others, we are doing what we are recognizing what God has done. And we're affirming. And by coming together and doing it together, we agree and recognize the blessing of God. And we support families. We support one another. Our responsibility is to never get between Jesus and children, but to train them to love God and to recognize God. We want all of our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, we want every child, every person we pray for, we want them to recognize who Jesus is, to recognize his death, his burial, and his resurrection, that they can become new creations in Christ. Because we all start out living on the faith of our parents. Is that true? Obviously. But we learn how to live in the grace of our own faith in God. That's the objective. They learn from us. We provide. And then the children come to have their own faith as they grow in the Lord. So finally, position, protection, and provision are the blessings of dedication. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Give God some praise if you believe that. Come on, bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. What a blessing it is.